This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in February of 2020 of this year. We're talking about Route 1 Inc. They trade on the OTCQB. The ticker symbol is ROIUF. They also trade on the TSX up there in Toronto, ticker symbol ROI. And with us today is the CEO and director of the company, Mr. Tony Bozzeri. Tony, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Ev. Good to be here.
Lots going on. I mean, much to discuss what's been going on. Let's start with Route 1. Incredible numbers, fourth quarter results. Another great quarter for you guys. I think around $8.4 million in revenue with a gross profit around $2.75 million. That makes back-to-back quarters with revenues in the mid of, I think, around $8 million and gross profits around $2.7 million. Now, what I'm asking you is, can you share us about the revenue mix and what was the drive behind this? How did we get here?
Well, thank you for the kind words. simply put, I strongly believe it was another very good quarter for us related to revenue and gross profit. I know shareholders will not be disappointed, you know, with what our EBITDA was for that same fourth quarter once we release our audited financial results in April or in a few weeks from now. So, very pleased with the quarter. I think as it translates into, you know, the cash flow generation power of the business continues to be very, very strong. And I think that's the key message out of, you know, really what we're delivering here in the third or fourth quarter. A couple of acquisitions we've made have enhanced us not just straight with revenue and gross profit. There's been a lot of good synergy there. And I think there's a lot more still to come. So I'm very excited about where we left off 2019. Clearly, we've started 2020 a little differently, and we'll talk about that, I suspect, as through the course of today. But suffice to say, I think when you have a diversified revenue base that deals with subscriptions and services and some product sales, you can have different irons in a fire, and you get one of those to heat up, you can really take off as a business. And our overall model that focuses on data, whether it's be security or visualization or analytics or other services, I think it's just starting to show some of the benefits for our shareholders. So we exit 2019 with another strong quarter and really looking forward to 2020, especially once we get through this pandemic.
Well, congratulations on all that. I got a question for you. Today you guys put out a press release. You're closing your third acquisition. Please briefly touch upon the mobile tech out in Cincinnati. And it seems like you guys got it for a dime. I mean, the numbers I'm looking at, I can't believe you pulled that one off. Bring us up to speed on that. I think you're closing that on April the 3rd.
Yes, sir. It's interesting. Obviously, an acquisition target has to have mobile in the name, right? Group Mobile, PCS Mobile, now Mobile Tech. I think it's fairly straightforward what the benefits of this company is. They're based out of Cincinnati, Ohio. And what's good about that for us is it's going to add the type of talent we're looking for, such that we can grow our business in the, what you might call the northern Midwest. Specifically, they bring a number of public safety accounts in Ohio, Michigan, Kentucky, and surrounding states, and that just fits extremely well with us. Their business model is very similar to Group Mobile's, and so we look to add in data analytics, data security, as well as some of that LPR business we acquired from PCS Mobile into their accounts. So we're buying a book of business that call in the mid $2 million a year of revenue. We think we're going to be able to grow it quite aggressively, and I think this is just adding on geography, but even more important than that is a strong mix of talent and public safety accounts.
Let's turn to what so many people's minds, unfortunately, are occupied and thinking about. It's coronavirus, horrible, nasty stuff. Man, oh man, doesn't this major health issue play into one of our core technologies? I think mobile key teleworking tech. What can you share with us about the role mobile key is playing to assist our country in working from home during this time?
Yeah, to all our listeners out there, obviously staying safe and socially isolated are important things to do as our president's taken acts to hopefully put a ring around this virus and get us back to some level of normalcy. It's been a very, very busy couple of weeks for us here at Route 1. MobiKey, our flagship security, our data security technology, has been very high demand. And it's been playing a significant role in helping our federal government and a number of businesses, healthcare, banking, et cetera, address their teleworking requirements. Simply put, in government speak, we are addressing a continuity of operations challenge. So parties have to work from home or a location alternate than their regular office or base, and they still need all that access to their digital resources from wherever they are. That then is a problem because some of the core technologies they've invested in, business or government, like VPNs or other solutions, just aren't strong enough. There's security risks with them, or they're crashing because of the weight that's being placed on them with the number of users. And, you know, effectively, it's giving an opportunity for MobiKey to show off its capabilities. And we've been very active selling a number of devices and adding subscriptions. We put out a press release earlier this week on Monday. That was, I guess that would have been March 16th. And then that release, we started to give some metrics around new sales and new subscribers. We'll try and do the same thing early next week to give an update on this. But look, I don't think I'm overstating the fact we are playing an important role, particularly with our federal government, to address COVID-19 and assisting employees and contractors so they can continue to deliver a service to those that need that. And so we're quite proud of the work we're doing. Our team's been very involved. I put out a couple tweets last night just to the effect about how I think Route 1 employees are really stepping up their game here and have done a great job to be available to users, our tens of thousands of users, who need to use their MobiKey so that they can do their part. So it is a concern. It's a crisis. And it's you know, you never want to be happy during a moment where others are suffering so significantly. But it does show you cannot just expect that you can quickly flip a switch when there's a crisis and be ready to support it. I mean, over the course of the last 9 years, as we've been selling MobiKey, one of the items we talk about is COOP, or continuity of operations, and you need to be ready for that event where there's a virus, there's a war, there's whatever that makes it very difficult to get into the office, but you still need your digital resources. And so we're now, you know, not taking advantage of prospective or current clients. We're there to support them. We're doing it in a way that I think is commercially acceptable, and we're doing it to help them out. And my hope is, over the course of the next 30 to 60 days, as the pandemic subsides and we get our arms around it, as we prepare what could be another run of the same or similar virus as we move into next winter, that there's a window here of 3 to 6 months where organizations get ready. And, you know, if I want to bring a little bit more bad news to the table, I guess really the point would be, you know, we're thinking about just access and supporting people in teleworking or working from home. One of the issues is that a number of people are relying on technologies that just aren't strong. And so one of my real concerns is the spillover effect and the number of data breaches and issues we're going to have as a result of people being pushed or forced to work from home, which is understandable, but they use technologies that created a second-order issue. So we're going to have to deal with the consequences. It's a major wake-up call for many, many enterprises. And I, as we move forward here, we continue to expect to play a real role in helping corporate America and government at all levels address their teleworking and continuity of operations issues.
Well said. Well said. Lastly, year-end audit results come out April 21st of this year. Should we expect any other stakeholder updates prior to that date?
Yes. Simply put, early next week, likely Monday, we'll put out a update on MobiKey sales, and in anything that's material, we would continue to announce. So we want to stay close to our shareholders and let people know how our business is evolving during this crisis, and we will do so with at least one more news release early next week.
Tony, I got 20 seconds left. What is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's interview?
Look, during good times or bad times, diversified business models allow businesses to survive and can really flourish. I think our business model is doing that. We've talked a lot about it over the last 6 to 9 months. And I think as a result of that, there's great leverage in what we're doing. And as we, you know, get back to some sense of normalcy again, I expect our business model to continue to grow. And, you know, good times or bad times, we're here and we're able to deliver on the things our shareholders want us to. So that would be the short note that that the strategy's right. It's proving itself during horrible times and it'll prove itself out during great times. And so we're thankful for the men and women of the Route One organization and all the efforts that they put in so that we can realize on that business model.
This is my personal opinion. If you're looking to get on the ground floor, look at this company, grossly undervalued here, around 28, 29 cents. Again, that's Route One. You can find them on the OTCQB. Their ticker symbol is ROIUF. You can find them on the TSX under the ticker symbol ROI. Tony, I want to thank you for coming by and coming on the show. You know, I'm a big fan of what you guys are doing out there, and hopefully you'll come back in the next 40 or 50 days, and please take care of yourself and your family.
Sounds good to me. Thanks.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.